Hello and welcome back to 365 Days with MXM Tune. I'm Maya, a singer, songwriter, video maker, Oakland native, and a tweeter. I'm also a huge fan of history. I love untold stories, gross facts, hidden secrets, and anything weird, dark, and funky from the past. And each day, I'm going to share one of my favorite deep cuts with you. So let's take a look at today's stories.
It's 365 with MXM Tune. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.
Today in 2017, a tweet by Barack Obama became the most liked tweet in the history of the platform. Obama's tweet is no longer the most liked tweet. Now it's the second most liked tweet after the announcement of Chadwick Boseman's unfortunate passing. But there's a lot of valuable history behind Obama's message. 3 days earlier, on August 12th, the former president tweeted a photo of himself greeting a gaggle of smiling babies through a preschool window. White House photographer Pete Souza captured the image in 2011, when President Obama visited an event at his daughter Sasha's elementary school. When he was leaving, the preschool kids ran up to the window to greet him, and he was pleased to say hi to his cutest fans. Wholesome as the photo may be, what made it so popular was the text of the tweet that the former president posted with it. A quote from the South African revolutionary Nelson Mandela, and the tweet read, "No one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin or his background or his religion." In other words, people aren't inherently prejudiced. Hate is something that's learned, and it's on us to influence children to be open-minded people who embrace the differences of others rather than fear it. The quote comes from Mandela's autobiography, which he continues, quote, "People must learn hate, and if they can learn to hate, they can be taught to love. For love comes more naturally to the human heart than its opposite." Nelson Mandela dedicated his life to fighting South African apartheid, a government-sanctioned system of racial segregation that created a racial caste system. Under apartheid, white people had the most social and political power, followed by Asian people, then what they called coloreds, and then black Africans. Nelson Mandela was arrested for leading the fight against apartheid, and he ended up spending 27 years behind bars for daring to fight for a world where people have equal rights, regardless of their race. It wasn't until 1990 that a newly appointed president, F.W. de Klerk, responded to international pressure and said that he would end apartheid. He then released Mandela from prison, and he immediately got to work in negotiating a new constitution with the president. Apartheid was repealed a year later after his release from prison, and then in 1994, Mandela was elected president of South Africa. President Obama idolized President Mandela, and it makes sense. Not only was Mandela one of the most famous international racial justice activists, but also the two men were each the first black presidents of their home countries, where they both fought serious racism to achieve what they did. But Obama didn't just tweet that Mandela quote in August of 2017 because he happened to be reading Mandela's autobiography. He tweeted this as a response to the white supremacist rally that took place that week in Charlottesville, Virginia. A paralegal named Heather Heyer was part of a protest against the racist rally, but she was killed when someone in the rally intentionally drove his car at her. 35 other people were injured too. Charlottesville was a terrifying moment in recent history. The people who attended the rally waved Nazi flags, shouted racial slurs, and wielded weapons en masse, all because a statue of the slave-owning Confederate commander Robert E. Lee was going to be removed. And how did our then-President Trump respond? He said that there were, quote, "fine people on both sides." He called white supremacists fine people. So Obama's tweet was a way to remind us that people aren't inherently evil. It's hard to believe that, though, after reading the news of an anti-racist protester being killed for fighting against white supremacy. But maybe the quote was also a way to remind us of people like Nelson Mandela, who dedicated their lives to fighting for what's right. The world has come so far since the era of South African apartheid, but as the events of Charlottesville remind us, there's still a lot of work to do. Now, let's talk about music. On this day in 1976, ABBA released Dancing Queen, the lead single from their fourth record, Arrival. Dancing Queen is one of those songs that you recognize from the first beat as a chorus of oohs and ahs echo through the speakers. Even over 40 years after its release, the song is still a classic, and its initial release was no different. The Swedish pop group's single went to number one on the charts in 15 different countries, including the US. But the song remained popular because of Mamma Mia, a musical and later a movie based on the songs of ABBA. It's the ninth longest-running show in Broadway history. Across the world, it's grossed over $4 billion since it hit the stage in 1999, too. People have mixed feelings about the legacy of disco. Not everyone loves it because it can feel shallow and repetitive, even though it took the world by storm throughout the 70s. But disco brought us ABBA and Dancing Queen, and for that, I'm grateful. And now for today's final segment, I'll be going back into my own photo archives to see what I was up to on an August 15th in my life. On August 15th, I went to IKEA in 2018. I don't think I have anything really exciting to share. On one of them, I went to IKEA with my friend Anna, and that was actually one of my favorite activities to do with my friends growing up. We would go to IKEA and go get lunch because their food is really affordable, and you can kind of walk around and just have fun wandering through the things that they have, even though you're not just necessarily doing anything. On August 15th, 2015, I took a video of my little cousin dancing. On the 15th of 2016, I have a photo of me taking a mirror selfie in a bathroom. And on August 15th, 2017, I believe I had just recently bleached my hair kind of for the first time, and it made it a lighter brown, and I was kind of obsessed with just like taking photos and looking at it. So that's what I did apparently on all those different August 15ths. Summers usually are kind of like a dry spell of like memories because I'm actually just going and doing things, but I don't take photos of them. So it's hard to recall and look back on things because I'm sure I was doing stuff, but apparently a lot of it was not documented. Thanks for going back in time with me, and remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Come back tomorrow for more stories from the past.
It's 365 with MXM2. New facts every day, so don't leave too soon. I'm gonna teach you stuff, no, it won't be tough. Gonna go a year till you've had enough. It's 365.